Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Legislation to overhaul the nation's election laws is scheduled for a vote this week in the U.S. Senate, where it lacks enough support for passage. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the White House is reinforcing its support for the measure.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says regardless of the outcome in the Senate, President Biden remains committed to getting voting rights legislation on the books.
There's work to do in the states. There's work to do with voting groups. There's work to do to empower and engage legislatures. And if the vote is unsuccessful tomorrow, we suspect it will prompt a new conversation about the path forward. And we'll see where that goes.
More than a dozen states have passed laws in recent weeks that make it more difficult to vote. The proposed legislation would expand access to mail-in voting, change the way political districts are drawn, and rein in campaign donations. Democrats say the bill will protect against voter fraud. Republicans say the legislation is too broad. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Many working U.S. parents will soon begin receiving a child tax credit. Starting next month, families earning less than $150,000 a year will receive monthly payments of $250 for each child age 6 and older and $300 per child under age 6. The payments will run through the end of the year. The U.S. Supreme Court says the NCAA cannot limit educational benefits to student athletes. The vote was unanimous, as NPR's Nina Totenberg explains.
The court's decision is a potentially transformative one for both the NCAA and college athletes. The court rejected the NCAA's argument that it was partially exempt from the nation's antitrust laws because its business model is based on amateurism. The court said that argument, if adopted, would amount to granting the organization immunity from the nation's antitrust laws, something that the court said only Congress could grant. Gabe Feldman is director of the sports law program at Tulane University.
In the short term, this is a modest loss for the NCAA, but potentially opens the door for a massive loss.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks have recouped most of their losses from last week. As NPR's David Goober reports, the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 586 points, or 1.76% today.
The Dow had its best day since March. Bank stocks did well. So did companies that deal in commodities. The S&P and the NASDAQ also closed up. New forecasts from the Federal Reserve led to last week's losses. The Fed suggested it could begin to raise rates in 2023, and inflation would be higher than they first expected. Well, this week, Wall Street will pay attention to comments by Federal Reserve policymakers, including its chair, Jerome Powell, who testifies before Congress on Tuesday. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of new COVID-19 cases has dropped below 300 per day. It marks the first time since early March that the new COVID infection rates in the U.S. have dropped to that level. The CDC says the number of deaths from accidents, strokes, or Alzheimer's disease is now higher than deaths from COVID-19. Eight Indiana University students are suing the school over its COVID-19 vaccine mandate. As Emma Atkinson reports from member station WFIU, the plaintiffs argue that the requirement violates Indiana's new vaccine passport law.
The lawsuit alleges that Indiana University's vaccine requirement goes against the FDA's emergency use authorization of the vaccines and violates, quote, modern medical ethics. IU's policy requires that all students, faculty, and staff attest to having received a vaccine before August 15th. Employees who do not do so face termination, while students would be unregistered from classes and prohibited from attending campus events. Students across the country have protested some colleges' decisions to mandate vaccines, while other schools have launched incentive programs. An IU spokesperson said in an email that university officials remain confident in the legality of its vaccine requirement. For NPR News, I'm Emma Atkinson in Bloomington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is promising to give delinquent renters a clean slate. Newsom says the state will pay off rents that became past due as a result of the pandemic. The move comes days before the federal moratorium on evictions expires. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed lower in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.